In this training video, we will talk about the success equation by Dr. Kazuo Inamori. To be truly successful in your personal and professional life, it is important to keep things as simple as possible. If you overcomplicate things, you get overwhelmed and in turn lose focus and efficiency. So on that note, let me share an impressively simple yet highly effective concept with you. It is the formula for life and work by Dr. Kazuo Inamori. Dr. Kazuo Inamori is a Japanese philanthropist and entrepreneur with significant contributions to progress in science and chemistry. He is the founder of two multi-billion dollar companies, and in 2001, by the way, used his philosophy to rebuild and restructure Japan Airlines, which was facing bankruptcy at the time. Dr. Inamori is one of the most distinguished business leaders in Japan. His brilliant, simple formula for life and work consists of the following three elements, which determine the outcome of your life, work, school, learnings, etc. The equation is ability times effort times attitude equals success. Now, this formula is a multiplication, not an addition. Ability and effort range from 0 to 100, and attitude ranges from minus 100 to plus 100. The highest score you can reach when you do this calculation for yourself is 1 million. 100 times 100 times 100. The score of your ability is as a result of your intelligence, physical capability, health, and other factors. Some of these ingredients can only be influenced or changed slightly, while you can directly have an impact on others. Like, for example, setting the stage for good health. The score of your effort is influenced by factors like self-discipline, motivation, energy, and ambition. If you have a passion for life and work and continuously motivate yourself for things, you can positively influence the rating for this element. The score of your attitude or your mindset is the most important element in this formula. Unlike the other elements, it can be a positive or negative multiplier. If you have a negative attitude, the more negative the result of this formula will be. But if you have a positive attitude, then the outcomes in your life and work will be a much higher positive number. Because this formula is a multiplication rather than an addition, the person who applies unbeatable effort or passion to compensate for their only average ability can accomplish much more than a genius who just makes a minimal effort. And depending on your attitudes, the outcomes of your results can change by 180 degrees. Therefore, while ability and effort are very important, it is your attitude or mindset that counts the most. Now, as always, let's put the theory into practice. Pick an area of your work or any other areas of your life where you currently only see average results. And be brutally honest with your rating, because lying to yourself won't change your actual results. And calculate your ability, so a score from 0 to 100, which includes your knowledge, capability, health, etc. Multiply that by your effort, which is again 0 to 100, which includes motivation, energy, ambition, passion, so on. And multiply that by attitude, which is a score from minus 100 to 100, which includes positive or negative mindset, which then equals your result out of 1 million, which is most probably equivalent to the outcomes you are currently getting in that area of your life. Now that you have seen that result of your chosen area in cold print, you surely want to know how you can improve that score. But before we do that, I want you to make a comparison with another calculation in an area of your life where you already achieve outstanding results. Then I want you to analyze the difference in your ability, effort, and attitude you have in these two areas. Play around with the numbers and see what's happened. If you can improve any or all of the three areas by only 10 points. To do this, you may want to pause this video. So how did you go? Amazing what difference only 10 points in one single area can have on the overall outcome or end result, isn't it? So here are a few points on how you can improve your attitude, since this factor plays such an important role in the success equation. Now, attitude comes down to choice. You choose whether you have a good or a bad attitude, and whether external things can affect you or not. Here are a few tips for you to improve your attitude in all areas of your work and life. Now, changing or improving your attitude towards something or somebody involves changing how you judge things around you. You need to get to the bottom of what influences your attitude towards something in the first place. So some soul searching and journal writing will help to do just that. Your motivation for change directly impacts your ability to change. So make sure that your motivation for a positive attitude towards something or somebody is driven internally and not because somebody asks you to. Also know your why. Or in other words, make sure that you have a vision. It is easy to have a positive attitude towards something if it is in line with your values and who you are. Live with a sense of purpose, going through life knowing exactly why you do the things you do. And also spend time with people that have a positive vibe, that bring value to your life and lift you up rather than bring you down. And if you have people in your life that do not deserve your time, limit the amounts of time you devote to them, their problems and their negativity. You also must believe in yourself and that you can in fact make a change if you dedicate yourself to a goal and change in attitude. We often limit ourselves by thinking that we have no choice and therefore give up too quickly or attempt changes only half-heartedly. Then also you have to recognize that you cannot control everything. Worrying can contribute to negative attitudes. Minimize the room for negativity by letting go of what is out of your control and focus on what you can actually influence. Have a positive attitude and always see the glass as half full. We easily adapt to complaining and it appears that it has become second nature to our society. But if you decide to expect the very best out of every situation, you will see a very quick improvement in your attitude. Also visualize your success and replay it in your head. If your mind can conceive it, then you can achieve it. Top athletes like Usain Bolt, successful entrepreneurs and career educators, endorse visualization techniques to prepare your mind for the amazing things you will do. And stop comparing yourself to others. We only ever see a fraction of other people's life and achievements or failures. And so we often drag ourselves down when they try to live up to the external display of perfectionism in others. Only focusing on your own life and attitude will make you a lot happier in the long run. Build up a reserve of positive experiences to get you through the tough times. You can achieve this by doing more of the thing that make you happy. Identify and focus on your strength, past accomplishments, and regularly pause and reflect on the good things. Be also grateful for everything you have. It is one of the most powerful attitudes in life. Who and what are you grateful for? What skills and opportunities do you have? Focus on the good every single day and through that habit cut out the bad. Once you take ownership of your attitudes, there is no stopping you from reaching higher numbers for every single area in your work and life. Improving your attitude will most likely also improve your ability and effort over time, propel your success equation and catapult you to a whole new level of success. So thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.